The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss some of the lesser-known college football historical oddities from every team in the Sun Belt Conference. And we will concentrate on those oddities that are historical and lesser-known. And this conference was interesting because, remember, many of these programs are relatively young in the annals of college football history. So in alphabetical order, here we go. Appalachian State Mountaineers. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that on September 26, 1936, Appalachian State totaled 788 total yards. Amazingly, 713 of them were rushing yards. The Mountaineers that day scored 16 touchdowns as they defeated Piedmont 115-0. Now, the second of the lesser-known historical oddities is that the Mountaineers became the fifth program in the history of the FCS to reach the national title game in three straight years. In fact, Appalachian State had a 13-game postseason winning streak, which was a record for wins in adjacent years, and that ended back in 2008. Arkansas State Red Wolves. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that for the 1922 and 23 seasons, that is, for two consecutive seasons, Arkansas State was shut out every game. In 1922, the Indians were 0-7, losing by a combined score of 401-0. The next year, in 1923, the Indians went 0-6-1. They lost by a combined score of 164-0. So if you include the last game of the 1921 season and all of the 1922 and 1923 seasons, Arkansas State was shut out in 15 consecutive games. The second of the lesser-known historical oddities for Arkansas State is that this program has had two players to rush for seven touchdowns in a single game. On November 2nd, 1917, Arkansas State's Clifton Keller rushed for seven touchdowns in a 101-0 defeat of Central Arkansas. Then on September 8th, 1973, on opening day, Steve Burks rushed for seven touchdowns in a 56-48 defeat of Abilene Christian. Coastal Carolina Chancellors. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that in 2003, David Bennett was hired to coach Coastal Carolina in the program's inaugural season, and his 2003 Coastal Carolina team did not disappoint. They posted a winning record, a remarkable achievement for an inaugural season. You want to know something even more remarkable? In the second season, Coach Bennett's 2004 Coastal Carolina team went 10-1. They won the last eight games of the season. In fact, Coastal Carolina in seasons 2, 3, and 4 of their existence posted an 82.4% winning percentage, winning 28 games and losing 6. The second lesser known historical oddity for Coastal Carolina is that on December 13, 2014, in the quarterfinals of an NCAA FCS playoffs, they faced North Dakota State, and this was a wild affair. The backdrop was that Coastal Carolina entered number 7 in the country of the quarterfinal game. They were 12-1, but they faced the three-time defending national champion, number 1 North Dakota State. Coastal Carolina fell behind in the first quarter 14-3, but a 4-yard touchdown run tightened the game to 14-10, moving into the second quarter. In the second quarter, North Dakota State went up 17-14. Coastal Carolina tied the game at 17. And by the end of the first half, North Dakota State was back up 24-20. In the third quarter, North Dakota State increased its lead to 31-26. But with 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Coastal Carolina got its first lead of the game. 4 seconds into the fourth quarter to go up 32-31 on a 2-yard touchdown run. But then a 45-yard touchdown run by Carson Wentz gave North Dakota State a comeback win because they had been up all game and then suddenly they were behind. So I guess a comeback win over Coastal Carolina, 39-32. Georgia Southern Eagles, the first of the lesser-known historical oddity. Georgia Southern's first season was 1924. They were known as the Georgia Normal School. In 1929, they changed their name to the South Georgia Teachers College. So that's what their football team was called. In 1939, they changed their name to the Georgia Teachers College. So that's what the football team was called. From 1942 to 1981, Georgia Southern did not field the football team. Then the program started back in 1982, and by then, they had changed their name to Georgia Southern. The second lesser-known historical oddity is that in a 5-year stretch, Coach Irk Russell's Georgia Southern Eagles played in 4 FCS National Championship games, winning 3 of them, leading Georgia Southern to 3 Division I FCS National Championships in 5 years. Georgia State Panthers. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that on September 10th, 2011, in the first quarter of a 40-17 Georgia State loss to Old Dominion, Panther Michael Hall, Georgia State's Michael Hall, forced a Old Dominion fumble. Now, the ball trailed into the end zone. This is when Georgia State's linebacker Demazio Skelton picked it up and returned the fumble 94 yards to the Monarchs' 7-yard line. A 94-yard fumble return, and it was not for a touchdown. Now, that's not all. In the second quarter of this game, Georgia State had 2 punts blocked. Second lesser-known historical oddity. Georgia State's first football season was 2010. They posted a 6-5 record. They were in the FCS. In 2013, Georgia State moved to the FBS, where they went winless, 0-12, in their first season in the FBS in 2013. But just 2 years later, Georgia State's team was bowl-bound as they played in the Cure Bowl. James Madison Dukes. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that on November 29, 2016, in a James Madison 84-7 defeat of Rhode Island, their quarterback, James Madison's quarterback, Brian Shore, completed 21 of 22 pass attempts that day. The second lesser-known historical oddity is that in a 20-year stretch, from 1998 to 2018, James Madison had 3 interception returns for 100 yards. And here they are. It was Jimmy Moreland versus Richmond in 2018. It was Tony Lizotte versus Townsend in 2005. And it was Mike Mazzella versus Villanova in 1988. Now, that does not include a 99-yard fumble return in 1999. Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns, the first of the lesser-known historical oddities. In 1903, in Coach J.O.V. Herpin's only season, the 1903 Southwestern Louisiana Industrial, now they're called Louisiana Lafayette, had one of the weirdest seasons in the history of college football. It was a 2-game season, 2 games. They opened with a 105-0 defeat of the Cambrai Academy, and in their very next game, after posting 105 points, they were shut out by Lake Charles 5-0. The second lesser-known historical oddity is that the 1914 Louisiana Lafayette team experienced an unusual season as well. The 1914 team, after being shut out in 2 of their first 3 games and scoring just 1 touchdown in that other game, they ran the table the rest of the way, winning 5 games by scores of 45-0, 26-0, 89-0, 26-6, and 12-0. Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that in 1952, in a 42-27 loss to Western Kentucky, Louisiana Monroe's Chick Childress had an 88-yard punt. The second lesser-known historical oddity occurred in 1972 in a 17-7 loss to Northwestern State. Louisiana Monroe had 10 fumbles. South Alabama Jaguars. The first of their lesser-known historical oddities is that, incredibly, in their first season ever as a football program, ever, Coach Joey Jones, South Alabama's 2009 team, this is their first season ever, they went undefeated, untied, 7-0. That's not it. They outscored their opponents 321-41. That means their average game was a win. And here was the score, 46-6. This is their inaugural season. Now, the second lesser-known historical oddity takes that a little further. We just talked about South Alabama's first season was in 2009. Inaugural season, right? 7-0 record. But here's the thing. South Carolina followed that year with their next season, obviously, and they posted a 10-0 record in their second season ever. Then won the first two games of the third season before finally losing for the first time ever in the program's history in the third game of the first of the third game of the third season. So if you're counting, if you're keeping track, in their first three seasons of football, South Alabama won their first 19 games. What a way to start a football program. Texas State Bobcats. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is that Southwest Texas State, now called Texas State, their first football season was 1904. Now, in 1980, Southwest Texas State became a Division II program and stayed that way through the 1983 season. Then, in 1984, they joined Division I AA, and they stayed that way until the 2011 season. So now their football program was Division I AA. Now, in that process, in 2003, they changed their name to Texas State San Marcos. Now, the Bobcats finally joined Division I FBS in 2012 as a member of the WAC. The next year, they entered the Sun Belt Conference and they changed their name to Texas State. The second lesser-known historical oddity for the Texas State Bobcats is that in 1910, the Texas State Bobcats, or as they were known back then, the Southwestern Texas State, Southwest Texas State, excuse me, they went 0-3, 1910. They did not score a single point. They lost 4-0, 17-0, and 5-0. Troy Trojans. The first of the lesser-known historical oddities is one you really don't hear very often. Now, follow this. Troy's first football season was 1909. Their first game was a scoreless tie, 0-0, against Union Springs. Okay. That first season, the Trojans went 1 win, no losses, 2 ties. And those 2 ties were scoreless ties. Okay. Their next season was in 1910. Now, this is their second season ever. And Troy posted a 1-win, 1-loss, 2-tie season. And their first and third games of the season, those were the ties. They were scoreless ties. Now, what does all this come to? This means in Troy's first 6 games ever as a college football program, in their first 6 games ever, they posted 4 scoreless ties. The second lesser-known historical oddity is that in 2017, Troy's Marcus Jones had a first quarter for the ages. He had 2 kickoff returns for a touchdown. They were back-to-back in a 42-17 defeat of Coastal Carolina. So what this means is that Troy Jones, his name was Marcus Jones, he opened the game with a 91-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Now, tied at 7, still in the first quarter, Jones takes the kickoff after that ensuing touchdown and returns it 87 yards for a touchdown, tying an FBS record. That's not all. That same season, the same Marcus Jones had a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown in the 34-25 defeat of Arkansas State. Well, there you have it, a few of the lesser-known historical oddities from every team in the South Belt. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.